It's Reton and Nightcrawlers with Friday, the Dopamine Re-Edit. Yes, it is Friday, and then tomorrow is Saturday, and then it's Sunday. But it's also the Friday Music Club, and he is no stranger to Algoa FM or Algoa Country. You've heard his music. He's a singer, songwriter from Port Elizabeth. Despite a very challenging upbringing as a child, he always dreamt of being on stage, singing his heart out, entertaining the masses. After matriculating, he embarked on his journey to pursue his love for the stage and was accepted by the prestigious Waterfront Theatre at a college, where he began his training as a full-time student of the performing arts. He's even been on television and on the islands of Spain. It's Earl John. Earl, good afternoon. How have you been?
Wow, thank you so much for that intro, Rush. I've been good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain. I'm happy now, Earl. I'm really happy to chat to you. Finally, after so long, we get a chance to chat to each other. Now, Earl,
it's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. Going back to your history, where you started, you know, with your challenging upbringing and then getting into the prestigious Waterfront Theatre College, just run me through that briefly about how you ended up doing performing arts and different dances like tap, jazz and modern theatre. To dance?
Yeah, no. So ever since I can remember, it started out in church for me, and I was part of a youth band church. But I remember always talking about wanting to be on stage. And after I matriculated, I took a bit of a gap year. I think it was 1 or 2 years. And then, I decided to audition for the Waterfront Theatre College, got accepted. And that was the beginning of an amazing journey for me. I was finally in the place, you know, where I could express myself. Mm-hmm. And just being among people that, you know, on the same level as me in terms of your dreams and ambitions and stuff. So it's a really amazing experience to have gone through all of that.
Yes, and it's so important that you mention that. You know the saying our moms used to say, a bird of a feather flocks together, or birds of a feather flock together. You know, if you've had the right friends or the right people around you, you can just only go further and higher. And that's so lovely that you mentioned you had so many other people that had that same drive and ambition to get somewhere. And you also got yourself a really nice character role on the teen drama series Signal High on SABC2. Tell me about that.
So while I was still studying, actually, I think it was in my third or fourth year at college, I remember the Tech 99 crew coming around to ask if some of us would be keen to audition for the Signal High series at the time. And I managed to get one of the lead roles in the series. And I think it was 2014 and 2015 when we did the series. And then it all just suddenly came to an end. But what an amazing experience to have been on television. And I remember about 2 years prior to that, I always told people that I'm going to be on this show. Watch out. And then 2 years later, it happened exactly the way, you know, I said. So it was a really amazing experience as well. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. And you also had a chance to work with a SAMA nominee, Ken Skylock, because you were also on Idols. I know that you're on Idols.
Yeah, so the Idols thing for me didn't end at all. I think I got eliminated at the, I think it was a Joburg round. I got eliminated. But that's basically when everything started for me. I was just more determined to prove myself.
Yes.
And so I got the opportunity to work with Ken Skylock. Recorded my first single with self and a team. And then ever since then, things have just been falling into place for me in terms of music. And going forward, I'm just really stoked for what's about to come.
Yes, and before we get into the more personal things, as well as the projects that you're working on now, you also had the opportunity in 2016 to go to Spain. I am so jealous right now.
I've been really blessed in that regard. I think in 2016, I had a bit of trouble. And then immediately after that, I went for auditions for the job in Spain. And then for the last 3 to 4 years, I've been doing, I think, 3 to 4 successful seasons abroad. To be honest, it's all play and very little work. So it's basically a paid holiday for me, but enjoying every bit of it.
Well, before we get to playing your latest project, you also had a bit of a not so rosy patch in your time. And I want to touch on this because as a singer, you know, your voice and just using your voice, that is so important to get you to where you want to be. And you also had numerous, you know, lung operations and health complications.
Yeah, I know. So it all happened was I was just lounging at home one day. I think it was September 2016, and just had this weird pain down my chest and my left arm went numb a bit. And at the time, I freaked out. So eventually ended up a doctor and then got told that my left lung just collapsed spontaneously. Sure. There was no reason for it. Yeah. And ever since then, I think I had about 2 collapses. And so it's been hospital in, hospital out. Yeah. And then even being hospitalized in Spain 1 year as well, I think it was in 2018. So being away from home, not having your family around, yes. And being hospitalized in a foreign country is something very difficult, but it builds character.
It does.
It just, you know, it gives me that drive to continue my love for music and what it is that I want to achieve in life.
You are so inspirational. Talking about, you know, that drive, coming from that bad patch and dealing with all those numerous health complications, you still had a chance to inspire others and to sort of give yourself motivation to make more music. Now, tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on now, because I can't wait to play your latest track titled Satisfaction.
Yeah, so what I've been busy with at the moment is just the planning going forward. And then looking towards the end of the year to maybe release a more complete project, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
And then also looking forward to doing some collaborations and stuff. But yeah, people will have to wait for a little bit. The coronavirus is a bit of a problem at the moment.
Yes.
So looking forward to it and just looking forward to, you know, give people a bit more of old John and what it is I have to offer in the business. And then hopefully people will enjoy that.
Wonderful. Well, Old John, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Where can we find you to get in touch with you? And perhaps there's an artist out there that would love to work with you. Where can we find you?
So people can find me on Instagram. It's Old John Music on Instagram, and then Facebook as well, Old John Music. I don't do Twitter, so people can check me out on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this. The initiative is something really, really amazing. And thank you, Joe Goethen, for doing this.
Well, thank you so much, Earl. Cool. I don't know if you would like to introduce your song Satisfaction on Algo FM, because this is the first play on Algo FM for Satisfaction. So go ahead and intro your song.
Good afternoon, Algoa Country. This is Earl's latest offering, Satisfaction. Kick back, relax, and enjoy.
Ninth living, dark roaming. It's in the air we breathe. It's for the streets we live. Hearts throbbing, chest pumping. It's in the air we breathe.